Hi everyone there, my name's Matt Eisenegger from the Commercial Vehicle Media and Publishing Limited. And for 2024, we are the appointed media partner of the Commercial Vehicle Show, held at Birmingham from the 23rd to the 25th of April. A few weeks ago, we started a series of podcasts catching up with the key people involved in the running of the show. And this week, we're talking to Richard Smith. Now, Richard is, I believe, the Managing Director of the Road Haulage Association, one of the stakeholders in the show, and he's going to tell us how good the 2024 event's going to be. Richard, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Matt, and good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. So, what are we, about a month out from the show, is it? We're probably just under a month now?
Yeah, we're just about 5 weeks away, yeah, that's correct.
It looks like it's going to be busy.
It's going to be an exciting one this year, and one of the exciting things about this year's show is that we're in a period of transformation, which I think is reflecting the needs of the industry, as we are faced with many challenges ranging from net zero, decarbonisation, to skills, to actually just understanding the future supply chains. And this year at the show, as we have developed the seminars over the 3 days, we are attempting to zone in on one or two of those key areas with some keynote speakers. So looking forward to it. Over 200 exhibitors. We've got ride and drive. We've got trucks. We've got the net zero zone. We've got everything going on this year.
Yeah. Richard, do you think we're in this sort of, the industry's transitioning. Do you think this whole sort of visitor experience is aligning itself with that transition? And what I mean by that, we've over the years we've been to many, many shows, and there used to be the traditional truck show where as an industry we all sort of met up with everybody, we had a great networking event, maybe a few beers and all those other. Do you think it's changing? Do you think we're going into another area where probably knowledge is more sort of key? Obviously, networking is still vitally important, but the appetite for information, appetite for knowledge, appetite to learning to align itself with the sort of transition.
Yeah, and I think there's, without a doubt, is the answer to the question. And I think that's made up of three or four key reasons. One is it's a generational thing. I think there's a generational change within the industry. Certainly from the core of the industry, which tends to be a third stroke four in some cases, generation family business that's developed and evolved. That's around about 67% of the industry, I would suggest. Mm-hmm. Also, the way that we access information and that we use it. I mean, by just doing this afternoon, chatting to you, 20 years ago, this wouldn't have happened. 20 years ago, if I wanted to gain knowledge and information, it would have been going to a show, sitting down, listening to people talking at me. Whereas now you can get information through the web, you can get information through podcasts, hopefully. You've got the AI information where you can receive that. So I think there's lots of ways you can get information, which is bound to change the type of person or the way that people or what people want from a show. So yes, they want the information. Yes, they want to see the product, but also it is about the knowledge. It's about bringing to for them to generate their own opinion on the direction of where they want to take their business or what products and services they need to support the business. So undoubtedly, the days of having a show where you just go to see a truck and say, I'm going to buy 50 of those, is gone.
I think what is important, and I think we're beginning to see this with obviously the sort of net zero agenda, is that traditionally a commercial vehicle show, and what I mean by that, whether it be van, whether it be heavy truck, was very much sort of vehicle, I suppose, headline. And it's not that anymore. And as I see it, because obviously this, particularly if we're looking at battery electric vehicles, whether that be van or whether that be heavy truck, there's lots and lots of pieces. The truck itself, the van itself, that's the easy bit. As an operator, we put an immense amount of faith in our chosen brand. It's how we move our business to accept that product rather than the other way around. And I think what I'm beginning to see with these shows is that more than ever now, all the exhibitors are relying on each other. There's not one real sort of headline. If we've got trucks there, looking at the floor plan, we've got Renault trucks there, which will be shown from what I can gather, showcasing one of their electric vehicles. But it's the truck and then it's the infrastructure, then it's the charging, then it's the investment, and it's all these things. And a lot of there's lots of considerations to be getting to other pieces. And obviously, if we look at the floor plan and we look at seeing who's there, that's exactly reflective of where the industry is. Do you agree?
Well, I do. I mean, we've got the workshops, we've got the ride and drive. So if the traditional person wants to go and try an electric truck, you can go and drive one. We've got the telematics, we've got all the support, and all the technology that goes around that. Because, one thing that's very obvious from an industry perspective is if, 20 years ago, Amazon just sold books. They were just a book retailer. Now the world revolves around Amazon to some degree. And that's had a huge impact upon the supply chain, which has impacted on what the requirements are from a show. It's not just about the workhorse, which was the truck in the middle. It's about the telematics that measure the efficiency around it, where it is at any one time. It's also around, how do you get the most from that vehicle within the network that it's operating in, because different networks have developed. You've got retail, you've still got the quarries, you've got everything else, and it's becoming more and more specialized in some areas as well. So I think that to have a show that picks up the end-to-end industry, is what the CV show has always been and will continue to be. But if you're actually specialised, for example, whether it be farming or, into tankers, those shows exist as well, but they are a lot more relevant, specific to your area, if that makes sense.
No, exactly.
It's an interesting time of change, Matt. I think the one thing about the seminars and the workshops that we've got around it is we're trying to reflect that, because there's the green skills as well.
Well, just talk us through the seminars. We know there's a seminar agenda. We know it's going to run over the 3 days event. But what are the core subjects? Who's going to be speaking? Why should the listeners, viewers register to come and listen, come and watch?
Yeah. Well, we didn't want to do seminars because I think there's a lot of events in the industry calendar where people talk at you and they just talk. We wanted to make them more engaging and relevant to this moment in time. So obviously we've got the decarbonisation. We've got the net zero journey, because more so than ever, the message we're getting from our membership and the industry is that we want clarity. We want some clarity and we want some certainty so that we can then invest in the industry going forward. And the only way to get that is through collaboration, whether that be through the manufacturers, whether that be through the service providers, but also through the key politicians. So on day one, we've got Minister Brown, the roads minister, who's going to be at the show, along with keynote speakers around decarbonisation. We've got regulation, because where does decarbonisation, there's still got a regulation. What's the regulation going to look like in the future? If it's a hydrogen vehicle, if it's an electric vehicle, what's it going to be from a service interval perspective? Because electric vehicles service themselves, apparently. We're a small size. So we've got that going on. We've also got the talking around, the actual safety and technology. So we've got to keep our eye on, as technology changes, what does that mean from a safety perspective? And certainly at the end of day one, we've got a depot of tomorrow. So a depot that's been built very much with future technology in mind. And we've got a keynote speaker coming to talk to us about that. Day two, we've got Bill Esterson, who's going to be joining myself opening day two. So Bill is the Shadow Roads Minister at this moment in time. So we're looking at potentially the future and future change in government. So we've got that level of involvement. And again, that day continues with a similar theme where we're looking at planning your transformation, of decarbonisation. So it's not just about where we are today, it's how do you actually start this journey? And I think that's quite important, Matt, because the industry knows it's got to do something. And going back to the point around certainty and clarity, it's how do I make that start? How do I begin that journey? So the seminars will support that thought process. And then on day three, it's about skills. What are the skills for now and the future, as well as probably the most important thing when people go through change is around well-being. So let's not forget the well-being of the industry and the people that are involved in it. And let's keep that at the forefront of everyone's conversation. So we think over the 3 days, the topics we're covering, the overarching theme is around decarbonisation and net zero, because that's one of the single biggest challenges that the industry is facing. But the key components that make it up are also covering off as well.
I think it's important. There's two things there, Richard, you made, I think are vitally important. We'll just talk about the net zero thing. And again, I sound like a little bit of a stuck record with this. This transition, this journey towards decarbonisation or net zero, is not going to be for everybody. But I know certainly from a vehicle perspective, the vehicles that are on show, I mentioned Renault there, for example. There's a whole host of other people coming along, as I can see, which will be very much showcasing not just battery electric vehicle technology, but even things like HVO, which has got a place in the market. And, you know, so at least if the operators, the visitors can walk away being in a position to make an informed decision, having listened to gone to the seminar, listened to the speakers, had a look around the show, got what information they need. And you know what? It might not be for everybody at that time, but at least they can walk away being able to make, again, as I just said, an informed decision about where they want to take their business and even start putting timescales, timelines onto where they see they're going to be in, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years' time. The other thing I think is vitally important, and you hit upon it with Shadow Transport Minister attending, is, you know, these people, and I've met these people, and I know you will be giving them a walk around the show, again, looking at the technologies, but they want to hear what the world has got to say. They want to hear what, not just the hardware, you know, the equipment supplies, but what the operators want and how, and, you know, so it really is a place just almost to come and lobby and come and speak to these people and have your say. And then obviously working with the RHA as a representative body, as well as the other members of the LLP being the, I suppose, the stakeholders in the event, it's vitally important that these, you know, you visit the show and have your say and approach these people, don't you think?
I agree, totally. And that's one of the things that, you know, we're looking to encourage this year, where on each of the days we will have a number of key stakeholders and that have been in the show or are in the show that will be then in the actual walking around, and they're approachable. I think one of the challenges that the industry faces is that it traditionally it's been almost told what to do. You know, it's not had a choice. You think about, you know, diesel, there wasn't a lot of choices really. It was a different type of truck. Now we've got diesel, which we still think will play a prominent role for the next 30 years. We've got HVO, we've got gas as intermediates, you know, we've got electric, and then we've got the fuel, you know, that and the hydrogen, you know, which we cannot dismiss and is becoming more and more of a talking point as we will start to see more hydrogen vehicles available for, you know, for the operations to test and to use. You know, so it's just exactly what you said. It's inform on what people can see, and it's that knowledge again, that point that you made around knowledge. You know, it's people don't need to go away more informed so they can make an informed, knowledgeable decision. Mm. And that is really the role of the show today going forward. And from an exhibitor's perspective, we've got over 200 exhibitors there. You know, they see the value in that. You know, because buying is a different way of selling their products these days. You
of course, they need to move forward. And I was going to mention, I mean, obviously we're just having a chat about, you mentioned about the exhibitors, and one thing that has come to the fore this year, which is something very brand new, very, very exciting for us as the media partner with one of our brands, Destination Net Zero. Yep. And obviously what we've managed to do there is bring some of the technologies together that we've just been talking about, where we're going to have battery electric vehicles on the stand. We're going to have gas vehicles. We're going to have traditional Euro 6 vehicles powered by HVO from a whole wealth of truck manufacturers, which I'm really, really proud about. You know, so the trucks are very, very definitely back on the agenda with a few other things as well. You know, we've managed to reach out to some of the trailer manufacturers. They've got amazing stories to tell. Right. So, you know, we're planning on 20, probably well over 20 bits of equipment to come and have a look at, come and speak to the people that are there with the vehicles, and really, you know, make your own assumptions, decisions, not your own assumptions, make your own decisions about where you want to go and who you want to go there with.
Right. And I think Destination Net Zero is something that I'm really excited about, actually, and I know we had this conversation quite a while ago. It's the way for our members to consume that information, knowledge, and see it. It's the best way to do it. So it's almost like a one-stop shop. You know, as opposed to, we've spoken a common theme through our conversation has been around how a show's changing. Well, the answer is yes. And I think by summing it up in Destination Net Zero, that's how they are changing. Mm. You know, so you can go into a part of the show and you can experience it all in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, and go on.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, and you'll be able to, you know, the one thing that zone is about the journey to net zero, you know, so there will be something, you know, you can call it today, tomorrow, next week, you can talk about it, short, medium, long-term planning in your business, whatever it is, there is something within that area, very, very heavy truck focused, that will allow you to sort of, like I said, get up front and personal with the hardware, speak to the people that are, you know, supplying this equipment. You know, probably taking a bit of a deep dive into technology with those people as well. So at least you can, if it's not for you, it's not for you, but it is for you and you want to find out more, then really the show's there to do it, isn't it?
Correct. And we're making it accessible. That's the key thing, because you know as well as I do, you know, is that we're expecting, you know, between 12 and 15,000 visitors over the 3 days. You know, that's quite a lot of people, you know, in one period of time. It is the biggest show. You know,
that's
it's
still the biggest show. That is a big show.
And if we can make that, I mean, again, going back to Destination Net Zero, you know, there's some big, there's half a dozen big questions, questions probably just in that statement. You know, is it hydrogen? Is it electric? You know, what's the technology? What's the size? What's the payload? What's it mean? You know, there's loads of questions. If I was an operator today, I'd be firing all those questions. And surely our role as a show and shows going forward is to provide, you know, those answers or that will provoke further questions in a very easy, usable way to consume, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. One area, experts in know what they're doing. Yeah. Things that you recognise, oh, it's a truck. Oh, but it's got electric in it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a truck, but it's powered on a different fuel for source. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the way to present it, you know, to the industry, which is why, you know, and I think relevantly, you know, the strap for the show is, you know, for the industry, by the industry. This is the industry pushing through.
But it's all encompassing though, isn't it? You know, if you think about, you know, we've spoken a little about, you know, a bit about the heavy truck element of it. In fact, you know, they are supporting the show via Destination Net Zero, which is brilliant. But then we've still got the headline story with Ford. Where they're going with their van market, you know, they've a whole host of stuff on there. We've got what we've got with Renault vans, a whole host of stuff. You know, we've got Maxis, you know, massive supporter of the show because they know the show's right for them to engage with their audience, with, you know, either existing client base or new client base. And obviously the legislation or the changes in, I suppose, there's vehicle mandates, zero ZEV mandates, you know, it's vitally important that they show what technologies they've got available. So it really is something for everybody. And then sandwiched between it all, we've got all the ancillary suppliers that are supplying both to heavy truck and to vans as well. So it's a, you know, it really is, it's a nice mix of everybody that really does need, you know, peddling their way, showcasing what they're about.
And it is, you know, it's that last mile that everybody talks about, which is the first part of what you're describing there, you know, the last mile of that delivery, you know, which tends to be very van-centric. You know, and he's one of the parts that's been electrified first, I would suggest. You know, he's starting there and working its way back. So again, you know, there's that experience, there's that understanding, that's what future technology look like. And as you mentioned, the bit in the middle that keeps it all going, you know, that's available as well. Last year, a few of our members said to me, you know, there's not as many trucks as there used to be, you know, at the CV show. And somebody else said, you know, there's no things, as in big things to touch. But actually, my retort back to them was, you don't need as many trucks as you used to be. And you don't need to see toolboxes everywhere, because that's not the industry going forward. You know, and again, going back to the point of giving you the best position to take something away from a show. Because surely by going to a show, you know, the reason why people go is to be informed. And our job is to inform, you know, or the exhibitor's job to inform, or the speaker's job to inform, or the network opportunities to inform. And all we're doing as one of the partners in the show, along with the SMOT and the SOE, is to create that environment, that platform almost, for that to happen. You know, and this year, picking up on, you know, what you said and what I said, we've done that. You know, we've got everything. If you want a big truck, right all the way to a small truck. If you want to talk and understand and investigate how AI is impacting the industry today and potentially will going forward. If you want to look at that last mile and how the supply chain is changing, you can talk to people that can help you on those journeys, without a doubt. In the middle of it all, you've got the RHA with what we do as a trade body to support and help this industry.
I was just going to mention, sorry to speak across you, I was looking at the numbers the other week, and again, obviously, as media partner, we've been accessed some amazing numbers about this, the visitors, and it really is, the visitors, it's a truly global show. There are people that are coming from all corners of the world to visit. But also, I don't know if you are aware. If I'm telling you some news and it's breaking news, it's really, really good news if you don't know. But we, behind the scenes, I had a meeting yesterday with a company called Canoe. Now, Canoe are a battery electric vehicle supplier. They're US based in Texas, and they supply the vehicles to the US the battery electric vehicles to the US Postal Service.
Okay.
Now, the one thing that they've done. It's put the money where the mouth is. They're shipping 3 vehicles from the States to be at the CV show because they want to engage. It's a right-hand drive market. Bear in mind, US Postal Service's steering wheel is on, I will say, the proper side because it's curbside deliveries.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want a part of the UK action. And they said they're three vehicles across and are going to make a big, big play at the show because they want to be part of it. So it absolutely is the right environment to be for people to be at, want to visit to exhibit at.
And that is breaking news to me, and thank you very much for that. And it's great because, again, as you've just said, that really sums up the platform we're trying to create at CB Show. You know, there is something there for everybody, and it doesn't matter if you're in Yorkshire, you know, or if you're over in the States, you know, come to the CB Show because, you know, it is the biggest show in town. I was talking to somebody recently, and they're pointing me towards a number of other shows that are very similar, and I think they complement the CB Show. I think, you know, the shows that are in existence are complementary to us and for different markets. And they referenced to a point that the show they were talking about had 2,000 people attending it. It was the biggest one in Europe. And I said, no, CB Show is the biggest one, you know, with 15,000 attendees. And yes, the size of the attendees has changed over the years, you know, but the show's changing. You know, and I think we've recognised this year and going forward that we need to listen to what the industry needs, you know, which again, that's, you know, that's when we met, and, you know, with the great work you've been doing, and it is reflective, you know, it is driven by the industry as a show. That's why, you know, it's for the industry, and you know, I'm very proud of the show this year, and look forward to the feedback and future shows.
I don't know if any of the viewers or listeners do want to take time out and just have a quick look at cvshow.com and just have a look at the actual floor plan, and you'll see that it's very busy and it's very, very diverse. You know, as we've just said, with the truck manufacturers are back, we've got trailers there, you know, then all the supporting businesses, whether it be for heavy, you know, whether it be for heavy truck or van, you know, it really is a real sort of nice overview, a pot of information that, you know, everything you need is going to be there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the one thing that we took a conscious decision to do as the partners is that, and it's time that we spoke. You know, we actually had, and yes, we always had the smaller workshops, but this time this year, you know, it's about bringing in those keynote speakers, and we actually, as partners in the show, contribute towards that conversation. You know, because, you know, one of the reasons why we do the show is to provide that network and that platform for the industry. You know, this, you know, I think we have to, it's part of our role, is to become more interactive and make sure.
And I also think it's important you give the industry a voice as well.
Correct.
And that's whether that be through any of the, you know, obviously the representative trade bodies, stakeholders, whatever you want to call it. Each one of those members of the LLP, as I say, the delivery organisation for the show, are vitally important, are a facet to each part of the business, whether you be actually operating vehicles, whether you be the supplier of vehicles, or whether you be more towards engineering and technology. It's all there. And each one of those bodies is vitally important in waving the flag and championing the road transport industry.
Right. And that collaboration, because interestingly, breaking news, which you may not be aware of, is that last week, 11 trade bodies joined together to write a manifesto. And we sent it to all the political leaders, national, regional, local. And that is the Association of Logistics Trade Associations. And that's what we will be known as. And that's ourselves. It's Logistics UK. It's the British Association of Removals. It's the Rail Association. It's the Port Associations, the Parcel Delivery Associations. And as part of one of the seminars, we will be doing a Q&A to explain to the industry why we're doing that, what are the key five asks, and what that means to them. So, again, not only are we collaborating across truck manufacturers and suppliers, but the trade associations also are creating that one voice through collaboration.
Yeah, which does set the show apart, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, it's driven by the industry. It purely is driven by the industry. Pardon the pun.
For the industry. Richard, we've done our sort of, what is it, 20, 25 minutes of a bit of a chat. Listen, what we're saying, you're telling me 5 weeks. I think it's probably between 4 and 5 weeks away. I'm looking forward to catching it with you and the guys from the RHA. Please, please, please come along and have a look at our Destination Net Zero. Destination Net Zero Zone. Come and have a look at the trucks. Come and look at what we've got on there. And obviously we'll come along and see you guys. Again, thanks for your time. And I will see you between, 23rd to the 25th of April this year.
Look forward to it. It's going to be a great show. Thank you very much for all the support. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Take care.
Cheers.